the Saturday Light Brigade, and I've got a group of guests here that are the coolest cucumbers. That's a good thing. You ever hear that expression, cool as a cucumber? My mother always said that metaphor to me, and I have a feeling these kids know a lot of metaphors and all about metaphors, because they are members of the Writers Club at Pittsburgh Beachview, pre-K through 5. And by the way, Tim Tamashiro did the song you just heard called I Turn Into a Cowboy. I can't wait to meet the kids that we have with us. So the question is, why am I doing so? We should just meet them and get started. You're going to hear some great young writing, some young writers, and we'll start with Dana Dark, who is 10. Is it Dark? Did I pronounce that correctly? And what grade are you in?
I'm in 5th.
And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
My mom.
Terrific. She's out there. I see her. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to act. Write anything, really.
Well, it sounds that's good when there's a lot of things you can do. Now, when did you discover that you liked writing so much?
Probably about first or second grade, and then I joined the Writers Club in 3rd grade.
And you've been with it still now that you're in 5th grade. What's good about the Writers Club?
You get to write, like, anything you want. You do get assignments sometimes, but they're always, like, really fun.
And do you get any feedback, or do people critique your work after you write it to give you some suggestions?
We share, and then they'll just give critiques.
That sounds great. Now, you've brought a book with you, but we're going to meet everybody, and then we'll each have you read a little bit. So that was Dana Dark, who you just met. And now we've got Shane Smith and Isaac Shireen also here with us. And we'll start with Shane. Good morning. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself? What do you like to do for fun?
Well, these are my two favorite things, swimming and playing baseball.
Oh, great. We were talking about swimming earlier this morning and about how much discipline you have to have. Are you in a swim team?
No.
But do you swim laps and things, or do you just like getting in the water and messing around?
Well, I don't really swim laps. I just like to swim around in the water.
Yeah, I like to do that too. And you mentioned baseball. Are you on a team?
Yeah.
And do you have a position, or do you rotate?
Well, we haven't really started much yet because our first practice got canceled.
Yeah, the weather's been kind of crazy. When you play, is there a position you really like?
Well, last year I sometimes played third base, and I liked third base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of action. You know, they call that the hot corner because so many things happen. What about hitting? If you had a preference, would you rather be up at bat or in the field?
I'd rather be up at bat because sometimes I miss and sometimes I hit it.
Yeah, I always preferred being up at bat too, and I think it's because I was not always that good at catching stuff. I'd misjudge, you know, where the ball was coming in. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'd say hello to my pap.
Great, and he's listening at home probably?
No, he's right out there.
Oh, he's outside, great. Oh, very good. I see him being pointed to because there's a lot of people that might be listening online or at home too. So can you tell me how it came to be that you became part of the Writers Club?
Well, last year we had a couple writing assignments, and I was at, like, pretty good writing, like, about my life, like, what's happened already.
Neat. That's called expositories or personal narratives. So you would take true stories and write about those?
Yeah.
that takes a lot of skill and a lot of courage, too, to share things. How did people react to them when you would write those stories?
Well, a lot of times, we didn't really share them in class. Our teacher just collected them and he graded them.
I see. And you got good grades?
Yeah.
Did your mom or dad read them or anybody in your family?
Yeah, my mom and my dad did before.
Did they have any reactions on reading them?
I don't really remember if they did.
Because it's neat when you write about true things, you get to see other people, you know, how they remembered them and if it's the same as you remembered them. Well, great. It's nice to meet you. That is Shane. And you guys are all 10, right?
Yeah.
Is everybody 10?
I'm 10.
So that's Shane Smith. And now we're going to go to Robert, Isaac, Shireen. But you prefer Isaac, right?
Yeah.
And tell me about yourself. What do you like to do for fun?
Like, I like to write at the same time. And then I like just to hang out and stuff.
Great. What do you do when you're hanging out?
Like, I just mostly just talk, you know.
Well, that's good. Do you have particular friends that you usually are with, or is it just anybody who's around?
Sometimes. Mostly my friends, people that I really know.
That's great. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody?
Yeah, a girl named Anaya who didn't get chosen for this, but she should have because she's a really great writer.
Oh, that's very kind of you. How many people are in the Writers Club, roughly, altogether?
Like 23.
Wow. So you guys must be great writers, and it's nice to know there's other people you can write with, too. Can you remember when you started in the Writers Club and why you decided to join?
Yeah, it's because, last year, I started writing things for, test results. Like, I would always write too much. So, because it's too late for me to sign up for writing club. So I waited for this year, and I signed up, and I got accepted right away.
That's great. You were saying you always write too much?
Yeah, I usually write too much for my tests. I never have enough room to finish what I was about to say.
Has Writers Club taught you how to revise and shorten your work?
Yes, a lot.
That's really important, and I think it's one of the hardest things to do. I have trouble with that when writing, and also in radio. A lot of times we'll interview somebody for an hour, maybe, and we have to condense it down to 5 minutes, and we have to it's the same skill. We have to decide what matters and what doesn't matter, and it can really be tedious, can't it? You know, it takes a lot of thought as you do that. Well, we have each of you have a number of works, and I thought we would just go around. We can start with Dana, who you met earlier. What is the first work you'd like to share?
It's called But Only Sometimes. When I get very hungry, I could eat a horse, but only sometimes. Blah, 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 blah is the noise I make when I go underwater, but only sometimes. I'm as beautiful as a princess, but only sometimes. If I sweat really hard, I start to drown, but only sometimes. My heart sings with joy when I see Justin Bieber, but only sometimes. Dana does dirty dishes, but only never.
That's really good. That's really, really good. Do you remember who's the first person to read or hear that other than you?
Just the whole Writers Club, because we were just sharing in our circle.
I really like the technique that you used, and it's also a poem that has some parts that are very serious and some parts that are really funny. That was great. Thanks, Dana. And Shane is going to share one now. You'll hear another one from Dana in a moment. Shane, what do you have?
Well, my first one, I don't really have a name for it. I don't really have a name for any of them. I just wrote them. This one's about me playing baseball. Crack as I hit the ball where no one can see it. 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, and I come on running home. 4 points, it's a huge grand slam, and my first one, too.
That's great. Did you actually... Yet you were mentioning you write based on real life, so you hit a grand slam. Gosh, that had to feel great to do that. Did it win the game? Probably the Grand Slam matters more. It's just how you played the game, right? Not whether you won or lost. That's great. Great. And now let's hear one from Isaac. What do you have, Isaac?
Okay, first I made one about a shield that I made during Riding Club. I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
It's called Reflection. If the sun shines through my shield, the shadow will be a reflection of me. Wow, ain't I getting to know myself better?
Very nice. Very nice. I you mentioned trying to get more involved with economy of language and shorter writing. There's a lot in that. That's probably fewer than 50 words, but you're saying an awful lot. I don't know how many, but I'm just guessing. An awful lot in a small space. Congratulations. That's really good. Let's go back to Dana, who's got another one. Is this another poem?
Yes. It's called Smile. Smile. Smile when you're happy. Smile when you're sad. Smile forever. Smile, smile, smile. Smile even with braces. Smile even with dentures. You'll seem a lot happier. You'll seem a lot smarter. Smile forever. Smile, smile, smile.
Nice. Very good. And Shane, you've got another.
Yeah. This one, I don't have a name for it, and I forget what type of, like, alliteration it is. It says, I feel so powerful like I can knock down a building when I do my taekwondo.
Huh. There is a name for that, and I'm trying to,
Simile.
Do you remember? Is it simile?
Simile.
Yeah, that's good. And, it's a good way to express that, also. Now we're going to hear one more, from you. Do you have another?
Yes.
And then we'll hear one more from Isaac.
All right.
By the way, just so you can picture this, each of our students from Pittsburgh Beechwood Pre-K through 5 has a spiral notebook, much like you might have yourself. And it looks like everything's written in pencil, so you can revise, which is good. And what's this one?
This one, another one that doesn't have a name. I just wrote it. As the snake slivers through the grass, this is what my snake does.
Neat. Have you seen a snake?
Mostly only garden snakes or like snakes in a zoo.
Yeah, I didn't ask that exactly right. I was curious if you had snakes in your yard.
No.
Ooh, I remember running into snakes when I didn't expect them. Most of them are safe, but they're still a little scary. What did you bring, Isaac, for your...
Okay, for my second one, I did a one called The Movies. There it goes. Movies move my mortal self. They enter through my eyes and through my brain, and then it leaves through my soul. As it leaves through my brain, I know the plot instantly. I start to blurt out what happens next. The usher comes in, but it can't control me. But it's too late. I tell the ending 5 minutes into the movie. The movie tries to have a surprise ending, but I already know it by the time they show the title. You want to go to the movies?
Neat. Very good. You guys are just amazing writers. Isaac and Shane and Dana. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? Who is the teacher that runs the Writers Club?
Miss Schmidt.
Oh, Schmidt. Well, she must do a great job. Has she been running it in all the years each of you have been part of it?
Yeah.
So she must really care about your becoming good writers to be dedicated in that regard. I'm curious, have any of you thought about what you might like to be when you get older? Shane, have you thought about it?
Not really,
No, it's a little early. How about you, an actress maybe for
yeah.
you, Dana? Yeah, you mentioned how much you liked acting. Was I right? Did I guess right?
Yeah.
And Shane, have you thought about what you might like to be?
Isaac is actually.
Oh, Isaac. I'm sorry. I'm looking right
like
at Isaac, and I said
like
Shane.
A part-time thing in like a newspaper or something like that.
Writing?
Yeah, something like that.
Excellent. And Shane's still undecided, unless you came up with something.
Yeah, I have, like, thought about this before, to be, like, a professional baseball player.
And that's a possibility, you know, because, and, you know, the Pirates probably could always use somebody at this point.
Yeah.
Is there anything, did any of you mean to say something that you forgot to, or want to add a hello to anybody, or anything else?
No.
Well, you guys were great, and Andy will let you know how you can hear this back online, so you could hear what you sounded like. And I really want to thank you on behalf of everybody listening for sharing your work with us today. You sounded absolutely great, and maybe, I hope, you'll consider coming back sometime and sharing some more writing with us, and maybe bring some additional kids with you too. Thanks for being here today and representing Pittsburgh Beachview pre-K through 5. Beachwood, I did it again. Why do I keep doing that? Pittsburgh Beachwood, is it right on Beachwood? Is that where your school is? Pittsburgh Beachwood pre-K through 5 and the Writers Club. It's now 21 after 10. Got the time right. That's correct. And thanks again to Pittsburgh Beachwood, pre-K through 5, Isaac, Shane, and Dana.